just begun. Sponson of
everyone, welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
I am Ash Riot.
And together we're
Hologram.
Hi, everyone. December 15th. We are here live. It's been a couple weeks since we've done...
Since November 3rd.
We haven't done a live show since November? No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, because our last conversation on Skype with Dawn was... November 3rd.
Wow. Well, we've missed you live. Sorry that we haven't been live. We've pre-recorded our last two shows.
It's been a busy few months.
It's been a busy holiday seasonal time, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's been very busy.
So we're happy that we're here live tonight, Sunday, December 15th. If you want to call in, we encourage it. We have an extra special guest.
Extra special.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Annie?
Well, we are very, very excited because Annie Kidd... not only is she amazing, but she's one of our good friends, and she is an alternative tentacles recording artist. And for those of you who don't know, that's Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys. That's his label, and her band. She has a metal band called Fuel Injected 45. And if you haven't seen them and had the pleasure of seeing them, holy crap, they kick ass. Like they're amazing. And we got to see them at the rickshaw. It was amazing.
That was for Jello's birthday.
Yeah.
And Annie put a Jello Biafra birthday bash on at the rickshaw in Vancouver. And she performed with Jello. And we'll talk a little bit more about that with her directly.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to introduce her not only as our friend and an amazing woman, but also she is a producer. She's a director. She's an actor. She's an actress. I say actress because she's female. I'm old school. musician and writer, and we're very pleased to welcome Annie Kidd to our program. Hi, Annie.
Hello. How are you, beautiful ladies?
We're doing well, beautiful lady. And how are you today? Are you excited to talk to everybody who's going to call, maybe even your mom?
Yeah, I'm totally excited. Yeah, I know. I told my mom. That's a big deal for me. Mom, I love you.
Hey, yeah, exactly. We send a shout out to Annie's mom and to your mom too, Ash.
Yeah,
because she's listening.
Shout out to my mom. My mom's listening.
This is a show for the moms because, you know, we are the daughters that make our mothers proud. Right, Annie?
Yes, we sure are.
Well,
my mom is incredibly supportive.
We're so excited to have you. We know that... for our listeners who know you, they know that you're a dynamo, that you have so many projects on the go and ranging from television to film to music. And we're going to be focusing on your particular impending project that's going to be released. You want to tell us a little bit about your digital release?
Sure. I have a 6-song digital release. It's only digital, which is kind of interesting and very new for me. I obviously done CDs and cassette tapes back in the day. So for me, this is pretty interesting. It's like the whole idea of technology and how quickly things are moving. And we have things now like download cards where you just hand someone, it's like a business card and it's got a number on it. And this is very foreign to me, but it's very interesting. So my new release is only with only online. You can only go to alternativetentacles.com, or you can get it at iTunes and various other places where you get downloaded music. And so it's pretty neat. It's definitely an interesting concept of just a way of putting it together and working with the label on putting this release together. It's been really fun. And the release itself is very different. The music is very different than anything I've done in the past. I did a CD in 2005. I released my first release on Alternative Tentacles, and that was called Evil Needs Candy Too. And it was pretty much, there was a lot of heavy stuff in it. There was some solo slide guitar, a couple acoustic guitar numbers, and couple of weird songs. It was kind of a good mix of stuff. And Byron Stroud and Gene Hoagland from Fear Factory and Strapping Young Lad were on that with me. And they also, Jello Biafra and I produced it together. It was the first thing that he ever produced that wasn't his own music. So it was a big stamp of honor. Being on the label is actually a pretty big stamp of honor. It's really awesome. The only label I ever actually wanted to be on as a kid. So wow. Definitely great to be on it. And Jello's become a really good friend of mine over the years. Actually, I would probably classify Jello as my best friend. We've gone through a lot of hard times together, thick and thin, good buddies. And the second release I put on Alternative Pentacles was Fuel Injected 45 called Path of Demons, and it was old demos that we did, and there was a big need for Fuel Injected 45 music because there wasn't any out there and people were asking for it, so we put this out on Alternative Pentacles in 2011, and we did a big show at the Rickshaw in Vancouver here, and then the next show we actually did was at the Rickshaw in Vancouver for Jello's birthday, which was last June. And we're going to be putting out a kind of like a DVD mini movie of that coming up in the new year, too, of Jello Turns 55. And it's a bunch of stuff with Jello and Nardwar and me and kind of humorous and kind of fun. So that'll be coming out in the new year, too.
That sounds exciting. We were very, as Ash was saying, felt very privileged to witness you guys do that show in June for Jello's 55th birthday, because we thought that it was an amazing show. And I remember that you posted on Facebook that it was the best show that you feel that you've ever had experienced. Could you tell us a little bit about what, you know, how and why was it? Because as a viewer, like watching you guys, it was amazing.
And it was really powerful.
It's fantastic that you're going to be putting it out on DVD, because I think the people that missed it need to see it. But just tell us why you felt that was such a pinnacle for you.
I think the thing is, as a performer, we go through so many different transitions in our life and our careers. And I've been playing music that's been pretty heavy for a long time. I was a guitar player for Thor for years, and traveled all over Canada and the States touring, playing with bands like Gwar and Sea Dealer and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And I've played some pretty, pretty heavy music. And when I got Fuel Injected 45 together in 2000, it was what I really wanted to do. I had done punk rock for years. I had done all kinds of stuff, but I was really interested in doing the heavier stuff. And so it was basically that outlet for me, but I never quite felt like I had it 100% on. Like, I never felt like it was always there. Like, I'd go and see some of these bands that were out there, and I thought, wow, that band is amazing. They just know, they're on it. They got their stuff together. And for me, I always loved Fuel Injected 45, and it was always such an amazing outlet, but I never really felt like I was 100% on it, even though, you know, people had said that it was, they loved it because of the dichotomy of my voice, like, you know, being able to be real kind of whispery and then super thick, thunderous sounding. And so that's why it's pretty funny to put out this new release. I'll get back to that in a minute. But Fuel Injected. And so I guess I felt like we hadn't played a show in a while, and I had gone through a lot of transition and transformation in my life. And I, some was very, you know, very hard. I had my marriage broke up in 2013. I had one of my really good friends commit suicide, and my son was hospitalized for a month. And so there was a bunch of things that all kind of happened at once that were really personal to me in my life. And so I was able to take a lot of that emotion and power and just throw it all into one night of performance, and it was really cool. It was really great for me, and it was a really great release, and I felt like it was really healing in a lot of ways. And I love that band for being able to command attention.
Well, you definitely commanded attention, not only as a band, but even as just on your own, Annie. You're amazing. I like how on the press release that was put out by Alternative Tentacles, Mr. George Chen the Grover Cleveland of publicity. I like that he calls you a siren songstress. And they've also likened you to Susie Sue and the Banshees lead singer, Susie Sue, obviously. And I like this allusion to Jim Morrison. I'm wondering, who was it who was saying you had the, I would say, based on what you just shared with your thickness of your vocals, that that would be why. Who was it who said that about your vocals?
Oh, that's a famous Jell-O quote. He definitely compares me to Jim Morrison a lot in his interviews, which is kind of funny when he's talking about, he said that I have, he compares me to the thickness and uniqueness of Jim Morrison's voice. And to me, that's probably, Jell-O Biafra saying something like that about me is a pretty big, it's a huge honor. Like when we were in the studio, I have kind of, there's some fluctuations in my vocals as everyone has their own little distinct ways of singing. And I remember Jell-O saying to me, you know, I used one of your little, the way you kind of, your fluctuation in your voice and, you know, in one of my songs. And I was like, you know, no one's going to believe that. No one's going to believe that you copied me. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be after.
It wasn't the other way around. Yeah, and it wasn't the other way around, right? Well, that's
exactly,
cool.
Exactly.
I like that. I thought that was really cool. It's very unique to have a woman artist be equated to Jim Morrison's vocals. I've been equated lyrically, but not vocally.
Yeah. Oh, I could see that for sure. Definitely. You write some amazing lyrics.
Well, yeah,
I'm a huge Cheryl Catherine Smith fan, as you know.
Well, you're
so this
wonderful.
Is a great honor. Thank you.
Well, it's a great honor to have you because you're an amazing friend. You've been great to Hologram too. You've treated us really well. You've been very big for us in terms of even just offering inspiration because you live what you preach. You know how we have that saying, practice what you preach? Well, you are a person who does that. You're not somebody who says something and doesn't do it. If you say it, you'll do it. And we've often, you know, commented to you about how much we admire that about you, that you are very, very dedicated. You're very committed. You're very focused and you're very gracious. You bring a lot of people on board your projects. You're very generous. You give of your time. You give of your energy. You give of your talent. And we just wanted to let people know in our audience that it's not just about here's an artist, you know, buy my digital release. It's really about you as a person. Here's an amazing individual who we want to support you because not only are you tremendously talented and, as Jell-O says, has, you know, amazing vocals, but you're also an amazing individual. And that's the kind of person I think I'm inspired to support.
Well, you have so many, like, that's one question that I actually had for you because Cheryl and I have been talking about, you know, you have a lot of things on the go. And my question to you is, with so many things on the go, you know, quite frequently, how do you basically give each one the attention that it needs in order to make them all flourish?
Well, that's funny that you say stuff like that is because I guess I work sort of 24 hours a day in my mind. No, basically what I think it is that I have to, I really have to let go of a lot of things. I have to really let go of control. Like I'm a huge person of orchestrating and ideas and putting things together and creating. And I can put these amazing projects together and I write them and direct them and produce them. And I put all that stuff together. But there's at times where there's bits and pieces of it that I have to let go. Like in this last couple of years, I actually shot a few music videos, as you two know, and I also did a short film that went with Jell-O Biafra called I Love You, I'm the Porn Queen that went to Europe and a couple of different festivals there and got some pretty good reviews. So some of the stuff, though, I've been working on these a couple of TV show pilots. One we put together called The Vegan Road Show, and it was amazing. It's this little tiny, mini trailer kind of thing, more than a 4-minute long, but it was 5 days, 10 restaurants and 1,000 miles from here to Portland. And we rode camera crew, two motorcycles, one person vegan, one not, and we went to all these different restaurants, and we're putting together this as a pilot and chopping it around to different networks. So I worked with another executive producer, her name's Amy Fox, on that, and I had to let go a lot of control over that and say, okay, I've done my part. I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not good at, and I think that a lot of times people want to control every aspect, even the stuff they're not good at. And that, to me, is what will slow things down. It becomes too self-absorbed and consuming, and nothing gets really done. So for me, I know the stuff that I can do. I know the pieces of the puzzle that are my strong pieces, and then I know the pieces of the puzzle that are not. So I, a lot of the times, will work with somebody else on a few different things and a few different aspects, and that show it's in the process of being shopped around right now to networks. Also, there's another show called The PI Experiment, which Hologram Cheryl Cuthbert-Smith have a song in. And so that's really cool. That's being shopped around, too. And one more with a TV pilot that we're doing with Jello Biafra right now, and we're shopping it to a big network in the States and in negotiations with that. So those are my projects. And, of course, this musical digital release. And the release is coming out January 7th, and it's a 6-song release, and I'm working with 4 different artists on this. It's really actually quite incredible, the people that I'm working with. And, yeah, they're great. They're fantastic. Is it 4 or 3? I can't even remember right now.
I'm looking at your press release right now, and we do have a few songs that we definitely want to share with our listeners. And
great.
I also want to tell the call-out number, not only for your mother, but for anybody else who's interested mm-hmm. in calling in and talking to you, Annie, and asking you any questions about what you're up to or what your beliefs are. We were talking about that earlier. Why are we here? Well, even if you want to pose that deep of a question, I'm sure Annie has an answer for you. Our toll-free number in Canada and USA is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we want to start with your first song, Put the Lies Away. And before we actually ask Dawn in the studio to play it for us, did you want to give us a little bit of an intro, Annie?
Yeah, that would be great. Actually, Put the Lies Away is a song that I wrote. I wrote this year, all these songs we did this year. And that one is with Mark Westbrant, a producer, engineer, amazing artist. He does all of the guitar, bass, and drums on the song. He does all of it, and he records it. And he's another one like me, kind of crazy and obsessed and multi-talented. And it's really funny because Mark is actually my ex-husband. We were married when we were 20 years old, and we've been friends ever since. And we're not married, obviously, because he's my first husband.
Yes.
But he's a fantastic person, an amazing artist. And so Put the Lies Away is this song I wrote at the beginning of the year. And I love this song. And it was actually the last one that we got on the release. Jello really loved it and said, I'd really like to put this on the release. So that was one day to the deadline, and we had to have all the songs together, and Mark was scrambling to master it and put it all together. Ralph Spite, too, was helping mastering the whole end product. So that was pretty awesome also. So, yeah, this is Put the Lies Away, I guess.
Play. Put the Lies Away, that's going to be available on January 7th on her digital release through Alternative Tentacles, called Entangle.
That was awesome. You know, I have to say, like, for me to compare anything at all to PJ Harvey is like...
Would be like,
PJ Harvey is my all-time number one favorite artist.
Yes,
and that reminded me of something, like, that you could put on, like, to bring you my love, like, that early 90s era. That was great.
Beautiful. Great work,
cool.
Annie. And that
Thank
was...
you. That's actually the most...
Sorry?
Go ahead. I said that was... That was actually the most rocking song on the whole CD, like it, or release, album, whatever the hell you want to call it. We're going to have to be calling it card, download card.
On the digital release, that there, it's a six-song digital release, and the way that you can access that on January 7th would be through Alternative Tentacles' site, which is alternativetentacles.com. And yes, we have on your press release that it is the rockiest out of all of them. We're going to hear a couple more at least for as many as we have time for. But one thing I wanted to mention, too, that I think it's wonderful that you're still friends with your ex-husband. That's marvelous, and that you're still working together. And Mark L'Esperance not only co-wrote that, but he also helped to produce it, correct?
Yeah, he's an engineer. He's actually a producer-engineer. He engineered things like No Means No and Linda McCray and Bughouse 5 and all kinds of people. Like he's been an engineer and a producer for the past almost 30 years now.
That's wonderful.
At Little Mountain Studios.
I think it's great. I really admire that you guys are still friends and you're still working together. That's fantastic. And I also wanted to mention that I was going to ask you, did you write the lyrics?
Yes.
Yeah.
I write the lyrics to everything I do.
That's so cool. I loved it. It's wonderful. And I think we're ready for your next song. If you could just give us a little introduction to your song, Virus.
Okay, cool. This song I did three songs with Stephen Hamm. Stephen Hamm is from the band Canned Ham and Tank Hog and the Evaporators, Nardwar's band, the Evaporators. And he's originally from Vancouver's band Slow many years ago, almost 30 years ago now. And he's a brilliant composer, bass player, but he's also a fantastic piano player. So we worked together on three songs, Virus, Paralyzed, and Love Again. And he did all the cool bass stuff and everything for this song. And I wanted something that was kind of more sort of loungy, kind of fun, kind of interesting, but the lyrics a little harsh. So we wrote this song called Virus together. And I love working with Stephen. He's just such an incredible artist to work with and really easygoing. And very, very talented. That guy, man, he's so talented. It's crazy. So, yeah, this one would be Virus.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
It's like a virus oozing into me. It's like a virus. It's like a virus taking over me. It's like a virus. Abandoned, forsaken, wounded and shaken. It's like a virus.
That was Annie Kidd, Virus, from her upcoming digital release, Entangle, coming out on January the 7th. And I loved it. I like how in the press release it says, similar to an unreleased 1960s James Bond movie track.
Yeah.
Very cool. I can hear it. I can definitely hear it. And then as soon as it started, I'm talking to Ash and I said, now this sounds a lot like PJ Harvey.
Yeah, that's who we're saying it kind of sound like.
And we totally dig PJ Harvey. And I know your stuff, Andy, because I've heard your alternative tentacles, your other releases with Fuel Injected 45 and even your own. When you did your own, The Evil Needs Candy 2 was just you, correct? It wasn't with the band.
Yeah, solo.
And I know that it's a lot different, a whole different sound for you. And this is really cool. I think it's really, really neat.
Yeah, it's really fun too, because it's too the way how it's being receptive, how people receive it. Because one of the things is too is that we're going to be shooting a video for three of the songs that right away, and the other song that we'll be shooting the video for will be Virus, will be one, and definitely Put the Lies Away will be the first one that we shoot the video for. The next song we'll be shooting a video for will be Box of Broken Toys, which I do with with Ralph Spite from the Victim's Family and Jello Biafra's band. He's an amazing guitar player and composer also, and him and I worked together on this one song and called Box of Broken Toys, and it's very, very different and very quirky and kind of weird. And Ralph kind of, he's notorious for his amazing guitar player playing, and So he was handpicked by Jello for his band. When Jello put his band together, it was like he thought, I have to get Ralph White as my guitar player. So that's pretty cool to have to do a song with him. It's a big honor. And so we did this Box of Broken Toy song that's going to happen, and it's going to have a video for it. And I have these friends who do this body suspension thing. So we're going to have them find hooks, basically on meat hooks, and hanging from the ceiling, and just as marionettes. So it'll be pretty twisted video. But
that sounds painful.
I don't know. To me, it sounds insane. I'm just like, I can't even believe it. I'm just like, but I had this idea in my head. So, of course, you know, me and my crazy ideas, they just got it. And so everyone's in on it, and we're talking to the directors about it.
It's wonderful. Yeah, I mean, that's the artistic sensibility that you have, because all of these crazy ideas, as you've called them, they become reality, which is really great. Yeah. And this is what we're talking about, is you've got an amazing mind. You're an amazing artist. You're an all around artist. And it's really cool to see how all of your thoughts come into fruition. And this is what we're talking about earlier, how you just have this great group of people around you, and you guys just are collaborating, and it's wonderful.
I think the thing is, too, is that I don't think I have a really, it's not that a great group of people. It's to me, it's more like it's that driving sort of follow through, because the groups of people that I have in my world, as far as like the people that I play with, or the people that I, you know, I do music with, or the people that I work with in film, they're forever changing. Like the directors of photography, I have never used the same one for a video, except I think Sassy did a video for you, and a video for us too, but that was about it. There's been very few people who I've worked with, you know, and it's not because I haven't wanted to work with them twice. It's just that we all kind of have other things and other projects on the go and stuff, and some people can work at, and we just have to, I think it's really about not being rigid and kind of going with the flow. And if we can do that as artists, we can go with the flow, and we can not be tied to the outcome, because sometimes it's really painful, and we have to hold on to something that we feel that is the way it looks in my head, and I don't want to do anything else because I just want it to look like this. A lot of the times that will kill an idea. So for me, I'll have a simple idea and I'll keep it, and I'll be like, okay, well, this could go with this. Now I need to figure out who has the time and who can do this, and then who can we fit in here, and how can we do this, and is this really feasible? And so I just kind of go with the flow, and then things sort of fall into place more, because I'm not really extremely tied to the outcome of them, and stuff happens, and I think that's sort of my whole idea of what is the world all about, the universe all about, is that ever-changing sort of going with the flow, kind of understanding that, you know, that we're all sort of connected, and things will fall into place if we don't force them, right?
I believe that, and you know I believe that, and I think it's wonderful that you shared this, because basically, yes, you are meeting so many new people, and you're open to new groups, and you're not, you know, clinging to one particular group. I understand that, but I also know that you do have a great group around you, and I would like to include your Auntie Heather in that group.
Oh yeah.
I think your Aunt Heather's great.
I love her. And I told her, I'm like, I love you.
She's fantastic. And I'll never forget at the show that you did, the Jello's birthday show. And we're talking to Heather, and she was saying how she was sewing your costume literally within half hour prior to being on stage.
The thing that's so funny about my family is that my sister's a customs officer. And my sister's kind of the black sheep of the family.
Really?
Because we're all artists, right? We're all artists. Yeah. And she's an amazing painter, my sister, too. So she still has that. But it's so funny because my mom and my aunt played in a reggae band, or various reggae bands in Vancouver when I was a little kid. And then they got asked to be on this record. It was an actual album at the time, and they did backup vocals for Bob Marley's band, The Wailers. And so I've grown up with that music always being there. Like, my mom is an incredibly, amazingly talented singer-songwriter. Like, she's incredible. Like, she's definitely would be my hero as far as influences go, because she's just, her lyrically, she's amazing. Vocally, she's amazing. Guitar playing, she's incredible. Like, so she has that, so my whole entire life, I've grown up with this amazingly talented mom and, you know, and telling me that I could be anything that I want. And she's been one of my hugest supporters my whole life. And she's always really excited if I got a show or if I got something. She's come to the shows and she's been really honest. She's like, you know, I really like this, or, you know, this is good. Or she tells you how she feels. And she actually sings, I don't know if you have the song Paralyzed There, because we might be able to play that one instead. But there's also, you know, there's so many great songs. There's only six, but there's so many great ones on this release coming up.
Each song has its beautiful story too. I mean, that's the thing about this, is there these beautiful stories. And now we know where you got all your talent from. It sounds like your whole family is an amazing group of talented people.
Oh, yeah.
What I'd like to do then is I would like it if Don, while we're chatting, if you wouldn't mind, we'll do three back to back. We'll do Box of Broken Toys, since you're going to be doing that as your third video. So I think that everyone should listen to that one, because I'm intrigued by this whole meat hook thing. And I think that we should do Taking a Leap. And then
That's with Damian Wallace too, just so you know. He's a different composer. Damian Wallace is an amazing composer. We work together on, we have a whole album of stuff that's amazing. He's a real brilliant mind. He's an inventor, and he drives his Jeep around on water. Like, I swear to God, it's a hydrogen Jeep. And he's a mechanic, and he's incredible. Like, he's an incredible human being. I love him very much. And we wrote some really amazing stuff together. And this is just one, Taking a Leap is one of them. So I'd had to be on the CD or the digital download card.
What intrigues me with Taking a Leap, Annie, is I like the press release. It says that it combines an attack upon organized religion with a voice so sweet it can confuse the church-going masses. So I'm fascinated by that, because actually Hologram did a song called Where's the Grace? We haven't released it yet, but that's exactly where we're at. It's our own version of an attack upon organized religion.
Well, look at the one we did, right? Baptized. One's already out.
We're there. We're on the same page.
That one's controversial.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah, if we could do Paralyzed then is the third song. So first, if we could do Taking a Leap, then Box of Broken Toys, and finally Paralyzed. If Don is able to get those songs, we'll just do them consecutively.
One thing I just have to say about Paralyzed is that my mom sings on Paralyzed with me, right? This is a huge deal. We never, ever did any vocals together, ever. And she sings the bridge part in it. And she helped me write the lyrics. And it's totally her singing. And then we do a little bit of singing through it. And you can tell the different voices, but they're very similar. And it was really a big honor for me to have my mom come into the studio and to be able to do that with her, because we've never had a chance to sing together. So it's kind of an important song for me too. So.
Thanks. Awesome. Well, we're gonna lead out with Broken Toys, A Box of Broken Toys, Annie Kidd.
We are just pieces to be played with, then put back in her box of broken toys. I don't get to tell you how much I love you.
I didn't get to show you.
Those three songs in a row were by Annie Kidd from her upcoming digital release, Entangled, that will be coming out on AlternativeTentacles.com on January the 7th. First song was Box of Broken Toys, second song, Taking a Leap, and final song, Paralyzed. And I love that, Annie. I loved hearing your mom's voice in there. And, of course, that your mother is Diane Kidd, so we should give her a shout-out, too. And it's wonderful to have mother and daughter singing together. It must have been quite a feeling for you to have that experience.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It's funny. I was my friend was saying the other day that I was like I don't know if I was pulling a Taylor Swift or something. You know, you have a bad breakup and then you write all these songs about it, and then it's like, oh, you know, it's kind of like, you know, as an artist, that's how we express ourselves, is that, you know, our happy, our you know, our sad, our pain, our joy, we, you know, express it through our art. So for me, I went through such a painful breakup, and having one of my friends, you know, a good, true friend, commit suicide this year was, you know, some painful stuff. So I put it into my art, and, you know, I'm extremely grateful for having that outlet and being able to be an artist and to be able to do that. I mean, the person saying that is like Taylor Swift is kind of funny, because I guess she wrote a bunch of songs about an ex-boyfriend or something. I don't know.
So she was actually accused of doing that. I guess Bob Lefsetz was talking about it too, but I want to mention this to you. We have Twitter friends, and we have one friend from Pennsylvania who is his sort of pseudonym is Woody. So shout out to Woody. And he tweeted, "I'm sleeping with the light on tonight. Hashtag box of broken toys."
That's awesome.
Isn't that cute?
Nice.
Well, I guess
awesome.
It can't be cute, but
shout out.
Thanks, Woody, for that.
Oh, well.
Hopefully we haven't frightened you too much, right, Annie?
No, wait till you see the video, Woody. Wait till you see the video.
That's going to be wonderful.
You'll never turn the lights out again.
Well, Annie, it's been a pleasure. It's been wonderful having you. We're having to close now because we've got a show coming on after us. But in closing, is there anything you wanted to say about this digital release, or anything you want to say to our listeners?
I just want to say thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for having me on. I really love Hologram, and I'm a huge fan. And these are two amazing women who are incredible artists. And if you haven't heard them, you should hear them. And thank you so much for your time. And everyone go and check out the release on January 7th on Alternative Tentacles. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it sounds like we paid you to say that about us, but we didn't, did we?
And did we tell them yet that she helped with Sucker?
Well, that's what I was going to tell her.
Yeah.
Actually, you can tell her.
Well, we wanted to mention, it's not out yet, but it will be soon. Annie Kidd directed a song that Cheryl had written before, but we're using it as a Hologram song, called Sucker Number 93. Mm-hmm. And Annie Kidd directed that and shot that a couple years ago, and we're really looking forward to finally releasing it.
Video.
We've been waiting for everything to kind of add up, and finally it's starting to. So we're really excited about being
That's
able
awesome.
To do that.
Yeah, and Annie did a fantastic
job. Yeah, I want to shoot another one for
you
guys too, eventually, hopefully in the summer or something. I want to shoot another one. So we will have both of you
that
wonderful
would be
women
wonderful.
In it too.
It would be wonderful to work with you again, Annie. You're amazing, amazing woman and a great talent. So thank you all for listening. I wanted to also say we played five of the six songs.
Five
so you,
of the six,
there's
yeah.
more incentive for you guys to download the entire digital release called Entangle by Annie Kidd, so that you can hear the final song, which we didn't get a chance to play tonight, Love Again. So thank you so much for being our wonderful guest, Annie. We love you. We encourage you,
thank you so much.
To
love
kiss
you
a tree too. With us.
Kiss a tree with us, and happy late birthday
awesome.
To our friend,
Leanne. Happy late birthday.
Happy late birthday.
Bye, Annie. Thank
Today's
you so much.
Today's my
Bye,
best
everybody.
Friend's birthday, too. Okay, right on. See you
Good
later.
Night.
Bye.